In many places in Texas, electricity is sold to consumers not by one utility company, but by dozens of retailers.
We have this competitive choice market that has so many choices and so many low rates, high rates, variable products.
That's Sherry Givens. She heads a state agency that's an advocate for consumers. She says she often comes across people who are paying the highest rates offered, not the lowest.
I was talking to a woman the other day at one of my...
Givens explained how one woman she helped was paying about $60 a month more than she had to. Unbeknownst to the woman, her contract with her retailer had expired, and the company had bumped her to a different, more expensive rate plan. Is that a fair system to have it operate that way?
Well, I don't blame anyone for her not knowing about it. There's just an information gap.
An information gap that means many Texans may be spending too much. But to get a better idea how this is happening, we made a call to Albany, New York. It's Gerald, but you go by Jerry?
Yeah.
Jerry Norlander is an attorney with a consumer advocacy group in New York, where electricity is also available through a number of retailers. Norlander wanted to know if consumers were actually saving money when they switched to companies that promised lower rates. To find out, he had to get state regulators to order that the company data be made public.
Until we got the information, that had been kept secret.
When he crunched the numbers, he found that many customers were actually paying more than before they switched to the supposedly better deals. In Texas, as in New York, electric retailers publicize their prices, but there's no way to find out exactly what consumers end up actually paying.
The price for electricity is proprietary.
John Fainter in Austin speaks on behalf of the bigger power companies. Knowing what consumers actually pay would be important to verify what he and others often contend, that electricity sold in Texas is a good deal for consumers. This is the chairman of the Texas Public Utility Commission, Donna Nelson, at a meeting earlier this year.
I think what the rates now show us is competitive markets work.
In a competitive market, you might assume the companies with the lowest prices would sell the most electricity. But just the opposite appears to be the case. We discovered that when we learned that not all price data are kept secret. Texas electric retailers have to report some of it annually to the federal government. We found it on a government website. The data are over a year old and represent only an average of all rates offered by each of some 50 electric retailers. But here's what it appears to show. In Texas, only a couple hundred thousand consumers were buying electricity from companies that offered the lowest rates. By contrast, several million customers were buying from companies, mostly TXU and Reliant, that were charging among the highest rates. The difference would mean an average monthly bill of about $70 for the lower rate compared to $120 for the higher. John Fainter, the industry spokesperson, was quick to question the government data.
There's a whole lot of argument in the industry as to how they calculate their rates.
But another spokesperson for some of the smaller retailers that offer lower prices agreed that many consumers are paying too much. Catherine Webking faulted state regulators for not doing enough to close the information gap.
There originally was more funding available to the Public Utility Commission for customer education than has been made available recently.
Whatever is to blame, a lot of Texans appear to be paying more for their electricity than they have to. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.